Phil made mention of it coming up, I believe it's on Wednesday, isn't it, on the 24th? Yeah, I think it is. And I casually mentioned it last week at Bethel Heritage, but on the night, this sounds like a Christmas story, on the night of May the 21st, 1738, John Wesley accepted an invitation to what was called a religious meeting on Aldersgate Street. That's why we call this Aldersgate event. He wasn't really wanting to go, but his friends kind of drug him to the meeting. Have you ever been drugged to church? You talk about kids being on drugs. I was drugged to church as a little kid. Anyhow, he was tired mentally and physically, as he noted, he was very good at his journal. Now, we encourage people to journal, but it's hard to do. But thank God for our forefathers that wrote everything down. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have a lot of things, and we have it for our day and time to understand what Wesley and some of the other people that went on before us, because they journaled, they wrote everything down. But he decided to go. And around 8:45 p.m., while listening to the reading of Martin Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans, something supernatural happened to him. And he wrote in his journal that his heart was strangely warm. Now, we know that was the Holy Spirit that touched him. Methodists have always celebrated and proclaimed the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, some people have different ideas about the Holy Spirit, but Wesley, the founder of Methodism, his heart was strangely warm. And that was the gift of the Holy Spirit. He wrote in his journal after that, he said, "I felt I did trust in Christ, and Christ alone for my salvation, and an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death." Now, that's very important, what happened to Wesley, because he was an Anglican priest. His family were priests. He had a whole line of family members that was part of the church. His brother Charles wrote most of the hymns. And what was so important about this, he as an Anglican priest would just go through the motions. And, you know, and he never really accepted Christ in his life the way he did that particular night, because he felt, as Fanny Crosby said, he felt the assurance that Christ alone is all we need for salvation. And it was not the end of it. Such acknowledgement needs to be shared, and that warmth turned into an inferno, and it still burns today, 285 years later. God had worked for John and his brother Charles to do, and Charles had his heartwarming experience on May the 21st, 3 days before John. That was pretty cool. And with that, a movement was born. And today, we are known as Methodists and Methodism. The isms are always important, because anytime you add an ism to something, it just means that it's a belief in a doctrine, like, so ism. So Aldersgate Sunday on May the 21st, remembering what happened all those years ago, and how God turned ordinary people into extraordinary witnesses for Christ. Now, through the Aldersgate experience in London and his move to Bristol, England, God revealed to John Wesley a truth contrary to what he and the established Church of England believed at that time. David Worthington, director of global relationships at John Wesley's new room in Bristol, explains it this way. John used to say, "I cannot save souls unless it's in a church." And we know that's not true, but he finally realized that. He said, "I believe after what happened to John Wesley following his arrival in Bristol in 1739 and what happened at Aldersgate Street, that his heart caught fire." I'm going to talk about fire in a little bit. And that's when he said, I looked upon all the world as my parish. All the world is his parish. And that philosophy still serves as a pillar in our United Methodist denomination.